Oh, this is my very favorite show. I never miss this one.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
I will, just please don't hurt me. This is Warren Kelly, and you are listening to the PewCast. Got a killer show lined up for you this week, if I do say so myself. Full of a lot of new bands, playing a lot of good music. And we're going to kick things off with one of those new bands. This is Amoradia with She's Got You.
There's something about the way she is, and everyone wants to know her. There's something about the way she smiles, and I can always count. One look and you'll go crazy for her, and they don't have a clue, and my friends, they tell me that they love her, will do anything to get her out of your mind. She's got you thinking about, all about her all the time. She's got you up all night, she's got you figured. Something I could do or say to make these feelings go away. She loves Southern California, sitting by the waves. She's got a certain way about her that makes you drift away. Get her out of your mind. She's got you thinking about her, all about her, all the
off to his room to write that hit song, Alone in My Principles.
Different this can be, whoa, whoa. But this is more than anyone could comprehend. Put the two together, but we're still questioning in the end. Can we find the answers we've been looking for? Whoa.
We got time to get by. But make no mistake, the time will soon fly by. We got time to get by. Just don't waste your time. Through the storm, how I'll be found again.
real question in the end. Can we find the answers we've been looking for?
Got time to get by, but make no mistake, the time will soon fly by. Got time, we got time to get by. You don't waste your time.
It's a waste of time. Let's go, let's figure this out. Hold on, get to the other side. This life won't be underneath. Give, yeah, give it away. I can't keep quiet anymore. As I hold on through the storm, how I've been found again. Time to get by, but make no mistake, the time will soon fly by. Got time, we got time to get by, and don't waste your time. I'm not so sure that we can live for ourselves and find true happiness. I'm not so sure that we can live for ourselves and find true happiness.
Blood and Water right there with their hit single Alone in My Principles, and bonus points for anybody that can identify where the opening to that comes from. Anyway, those two bands I found thanks to, once again, Indie Vision Music. Go to indievisionmusic.com or just click the link in the show notes. Heck, it'll lead you there. And they have great album reviews. They'll give you a heads up on new songs that are available streaming on bands' MySpace pages. And every so often they come out with a huge, and I mean absolutely huge, compilation. That's all available for free download. You usually get something like 60 songs, and you can go through it and get rid of the ones you don't want. And it's a great deal. I can't say enough about it, and you'll be hearing a lot of bands from there on this podcast and in future episodes too. So, but getting back to one of my old favorites, this is a song I actually found this on an Indie Vision Music compilation, but this is Kennebec, who we played on the podcast before, and the name of this song is Bring Me Home.
No perfection in this world. Everything is wasting away. I wake up and start over, trying to survive, make it through the day all the way. I feel so alone.
can't make it on my own. I need you, I need you to survive. I can't make it on my own. Please save me, won't you bring me here?
That was Alabaster Box, of course, with their song Bigger. Scripture reading this week is from Psalm number 49. Psalm number 49. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both high and both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they call lands by their own names. Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them people approve of their boasts. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. In economic times, hard economic times, that's something for us to remember. That when we chase after money and we dedicate ourselves to getting ahead financially, we miss the point. When we accumulate so much for ourselves, we miss the point. I think God allows people to become wealthy, but he gives them wealth for a purpose. And that purpose is not to hoard it up. That purpose is not to grab it all for yourself and store it away in stuff. We like stuff. We've just come from a time of year when we should be celebrating the birth of our Savior, and we celebrate the accumulation of stuff. And I'm as guilty as anyone. We like stuff. Think about why God has given you stuff. Why has God given you what you've got? What can you do with what God has given you? That's what this psalm is all about. Not keeping your talents hidden, not keeping what God has given you to yourself, but using it, using what God has given you to reap an eternal reward.
Keep, 'cause of all the bad choices and mysterious voices that blind me, blind me, blind me. I see good days and bad days come and go, blistering summers and 5 feet of snow. I believe in redemption and a hope that proceeds all the confusion the misery breeds. Have no end. Losing my grip on reality. Losing my faith in my friends. There's an answer found in being honest. Being truthful with your soul. Letting desperation take over. Breaking out of the worldly mold. I wanna break free.
grasp of religion and the hate that it breeds. I wanna believe in a relationship with God that every man needs. Cannot ignore that there's so much more alive. There's freedom found in happiness. There is freedom found in being grateful. Live for a single day of your life. There is love to be found all around on the ground. Pick it up and put it in your pocket. Come on, child. There are no more tears, no more fears. All the weight on your shoulders has disappeared. You feel as light as a wind released from those trends that held you back. Now, child, you're free at last. Break free from the grasp of religion and the hate that it breeds. I wanna believe in relationship with God that every man needs. Cannot ignore that there's so much more alive.
June, another old favorite that we haven't heard enough of on the PewCast. That was called Leaning Heavy. And this show has taken me a while to record, unfortunately. I started at about 3:30-ish this afternoon, and it is now 10:51, and I'm still recording. So anyway, while I'm thinking about it, go over to jtindy.com. And check out the JT Indie Christian Podcast. Link will be provided in the show notes, but you need to head over there. JT has got a good thing going. About a year ago, I got an email from this guy who wanted to find out how to launch a Christian music podcast. And emailed back and forth and gave him some suggestions. He had things pretty well in hand when he started emailing me, truth be told. Wanted to know where I found music and stuff like that. And a year later, he's got 44 weekly shows. And I've lost count at how many times he's done like a show a day during a week, or JT's Diner, or the JT's Indie Christian News and stuff like that. He's got to have like over 80 podcasts that he has done in the last year. So if you're not subscribed to JT, you need to be. Seriously. The great thing about podcasting is that you can recommend podcasts that are just like yours, because you're really not competing with anybody. I mean, we're doing the same stuff. We play a lot of the same bands, but he plays different bands than I do. I play some different stuff. The show has a different feel to it, but he does good stuff. And it's a fun show. You need to be subscribed to it if you're not. Like I said, link will be in the show notes. I've got a promo someplace on my hard drive, but to be honest with you, I'm trying to get the show done, so I can't find it right now. I'll play it on the next show. I promise, JT. I really do. But go over there and check that out. He said some very nice things about me on his last show. But that's not why I'm talking about him. I'm talking about him because he has a good podcast. So anyway, go over there and check that out. I'm going to do something different right now on the show. I don't do a lot of hip-hop or rap or things like that. But this is another new artist that I found on through the Indivision Music compilation. This is a guy called Ajax Starglider. And I played this for my daughter, and she thought it was great. So had to throw it in on this podcast. Name of this song is Sandcastles.
Hey. my existence, I've seen many men building up the castles right upon the sand. That's in the storm we're stirring. The castles blew away in the whirlwind. I left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand. Left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand.
Now through my travels I've encountered a bountiful amount of doubt into the words that can move mountains and supply the water for the fountain which I was drinking on this thick humid day where I met this man by the bay. Seaside he resided and he invited me over to this weird construction site. I decided to delight myself in asking lightheartedly, what is your purpose in this clamor? He replied, clamor? Yes, all this hammering and drilling on the sand. It is my land, my future home, where I'm gonna roam all my days as a man. Then I'll leave it for posterity, but there's no stability in your foundation. He just ignored me. I walked away screaming, futility, futility, everything is futility.
In my existence I've seen many men building up the castles right upon the sand. That's in the storm we're stirring. The castles blew away in the whirlwind. I left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand. Left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand.
Now down by the seashore the very next day, my eyes saw Sorsight, the man by the bay. I had a lot of foresight in this matter today, so I spoke and choked his ignorance with the quote. Told him about the parable of the man who built his home upon the sand. Don't forget about the tidal wave that came crashing down upon the road he paved. He thought he was brave and said he thought about that, and then he started to laugh. He built a foundation with the inflatable raft. I gasped and said, man, your house is really tall. It wouldn't take much for that skyscraper to fall. He replied,
I got it covered.
Give security a nod.
And a storm of that size, what are the odds? Besides, I got a lot invested in this. So please take a hike before you get the fist.
I walked away screaming, futility, futility, everything is futility.
In my existence, I've seen many men building up the castles right upon the sand. That's in the storm we're stirring. The castles blew away in the whirlwind. I left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand. Left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand.
That night, a tropical storm performed a wondrous transformation to a hurricane. I thought he deserved the pain, but a soul that's worth way more than a simple I told you so. So I grabbed the flashlight, hopped in the rig, and dashed through the night so I can find him quick. The wind screamed, the rain pierced, real fierce. When I got to the spot, it cleared. There was no more house, just as I feared. And there was a man naked, with his eyes full of tears. I took off my shirt, gave him some clothes. He said,
what am I gonna do?
I said, I think I know. We'll clean up the mess and find another spot. Then we'll build your house upon solid rock. I walked away screaming, futility, futility, everything is futility.
In my existence I've seen many men building up the castles right upon the sand. That's in the storm we're stirring. The castles blew away in the whirlwind. I left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand. Left a man homeless in the land. I left a man homeless in the land of sand.
I'm going down. From the new album, The Electric Riv, that was The River. And got to play some Jimmy Bratcher. I've been playing a lot of Jimmy Bratcher, but I like playing him. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I may have been the first podcaster to contact him. It was October after I first started podcasting. I was trying to put together a blues show. Those of you who have been listening to me since show one will remember I promised you a blues show for like 4 months or something ridiculous like that until I could finally get it put together. And he was one of the first people who let me play his music on the podcast for that blues show. And I actually ended up playing a couple of his songs early because I had the permission. But I may have been the first person to talk to him about making his music available for podcasts. And now he's like everywhere on podcasts. I don't know for sure. I don't think that I could actually find out for sure if I was, but I kind of suspect that I was, which is kind of cool. Another thing that I'm going to do new, and I'm going to make it a habit in 2009, I'm going to do more talking more about concerts that these bands are going to be playing, because I started off doing that, and I haven't been doing it lately. But start off with the Reverend Bratcher himself. February 1st at Cross Life Church in Hoover, Alabama. February 8th and 15th at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Looks like he's doing a ton of shows in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So if you're up that way, you can head out and check him out. All the details, times, and everything like that will be available at his website. And the link will be provided in the show notes for all of these. Also, Alabaster Box, February 1st in Hansley, Alabama, I think is how you say that. If I butchered the name of your town, I apologize. February 20th at Everett, Michigan, and March 13th at Blountville, Tennessee. So Alabaster Box is doing a big tour of the U.S. They're going all over the place. Again, check them out at their website. Blood and Water. Second band that I played today, January 30th, this is coming up quick, at The Spot in San Jose, California with Jerome Madigan. February 20th at Saratoga Rec Center in Saratoga, California with a ton of different bands. You need to go to the website and check that one out. And our very next band, Salient, they're playing the French Quarter in Nashville on February 21st. Go over, check them out. Maybe they'll play this song. This is off their upcoming release. This is Tightrope.
Demand was not quite the way I planned. You help me out when you give a hand to get me back on my feet. Had to fall to get up again with a new beginning from another end. I put my faith in a generous friend. I found what I need when you met me hanging from that tightrope with the wind in my hair and the clouds at my feet. Yeah. Man, you from that tightrope. Now you know who I am and you know what I need. Red stop and a green light go. I'm trying hard not to lose control now. Too fast and way too slow to satisfy me. Had the wreck to give up the wheel with a black smoke and a tire squeal. Another nightmare way too real for me to believe it could happen to me. But hanging from that tightrope with the wind in my hair and the clouds at my feet. You saw me hanging from that tightrope. Now you know who I am and you know what I need. Yeah.
You know what I need. You know what I need.
Wrap up the show for this week. Want to give a shout out to all of the bands: Amoradio, Blood and Water, Kennebec, Alabaster Box, Farewell June, Ajax, Starglider, The Reverend, Jimmy Bratcher, Salient. All of you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for letting me play your music. Can't say that enough, because there are a lot of bands that look at podcasters kind of down their nose and think, yeah. But these guys want people to hear their music. They appreciate what podcasters are doing. Every single one of them, when I let them know I'm playing their music, they thank me. They're appreciative. They're awesome people. So what you need to do is head over to their websites and check out their stuff and buy their albums and buy their t-shirts and go see them in concert. And tell them that you heard about them here on the Pewcast. And notice I haven't even said anything about Bluehost this time. But the link will be on the website, Bluehost. Unlimited web hosting, $7 a month. What a deal. Thank them for helping me out, because I've actually gotten people who registered, and so it's actually helping to pay for my own potential hosting at Bluehost coming soon, hopefully by March. I need two more people. Go register a website. Thank you all for listening. Most of all, if it wasn't for listeners, well, I'd just be a weird guy sitting in his living room recording a podcast for nobody. And that sounds kind of pathetic. We're going to go out with one of my all-time favorites on the Pewcast. This is the Marshall McLuhan Project with Cast of Angels. See you next time.
Get what I'm saying, man.
Can't believe what I've seen today. The kind of man gives his life unspoken.
again as heaven looks away. What about all the pain he carried? What about all the blood he shed? He could have called on a cast of angels, but it went unsaid.
Covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated, either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.
Awesome! Just awesome!